nice day to start the week and the second full day of summer, actually. For southeastern Newfoundland today, mainly sunny day, high of 26, slightly cooler along parts of the coast. Southerly winds, 20 gusting to 40. Into tonight, a bit of an increasing cloudiness trend. Chance of showers for some areas before morning. Lows from 13 to 17. And into Wednesday, chance of morning, maybe some early afternoon showers over the northern Avalon. Probably breaking out into a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. And nice warm temperatures, highs of 24, a little bit cooler again along parts of the coast.
Oh, wow. Summer is here. But I did hear some talk of heat warnings. Are there any heat warnings in effect for today for central areas?
We do have heat warnings in effect, basically from Deer Lake, Green Bay, White Bay, across to Gander and Bonavista North. Criteria for a heat warning is basically two really warm days, 28 degrees or above, with a night in between that doesn't get all that cool. So overnight lows, 16 or above. So really two hot days, not much relief at night. And it looks like those criteria are going to be satisfied for central and northeastern Newfoundland areas today and tomorrow.
And so a similar forecast for the Burren Peninsula area?
Yeah, Burren Peninsula, we're into a bit of a southerly flow. So, of course, along the south coast in the southerly flow, it's onshore, so it's naturally a bit cooler. But anywhere away from the coast, on the northern side of the Burren, we should get some nice warm temperatures today, and inland, Kanagra, Batis Bear area for sure.
Noticing that the fire hazard risk is high in central, and it's moderately high in the Clarenville area, but for Burren and Metro, it's a bit lower. I guess that would be the rain that we've seen.
I would assume so. I know here in central, things are pretty dry in my backyard. I can vouch for that. So, yeah, I'm not surprised there.
So it's a time to take care and be careful wherever you are with a fire. What about the icebergs? We're hearing that, you know, there's fewer icebergs. Is that going to help the season? Is that going to make it a little bit warmer maybe?
Well, it could. There wasn't much pack ice this year, and the pack ice tends to protect the bergs and helps them get a bit further south. So with that, without that protective sea ice, the icebergs tend to melt a bit faster. So, yeah, not many at all around this year. So, yeah, we won't have that those blocks, chunks of ice cooling us off the coast.
Yeah, in one way, it's sad not to see them. But in another way, we can enjoy that warmer weather maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the Clarenville area, are they going to, do you think, break any records? Because a lot of times the interiors seem to be a little bit warmer.
Yeah, Clarenville area, we're expecting highs of 27 today, maybe 28, and a couple of degrees cooler tomorrow, maybe 25, 26. Could be close to a record, but I think most of our records are up around 30 degrees or just above 30 for this time of year. So maybe approaching, but we may not break too many.
And is it going to be a humid day overall across the island, or are we going to get a break with some of that wind?
Oh, it's going to be a little humid. The humidex is going to be up there, maybe sort of 5 degrees higher than the high temperature for the day, but not stifling humidity, but, you know, it's going to be a bit sticky and certainly warm.
All right. Music to my ears. I know some people find it uncomfortable, though. Thank you so much, meteorologist at the Gander Weather Office, Jody Boyd.
You're always welcome.